Adonai Elohim, Abba Father. Adonai Elohim, King of Kings. Adonai Elohim, Lord of Lords. Prince of Peace, and great I am. And Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we say thank you. We give you all glory, all honor, and praise. We ask for your forgiveness, for your mercies and grace. We repent for every sin, transgression, and iniquity, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life, rebellion. We repent, Lord, for rejecting those things that you're asking us to do. And we ask that you wash us with the blood and purge us with your presence. Fill us with your spirit this morning. Let the anointing break every yoke of bondage. Open eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to receive what your spirit says. As your word goes forth this morning, that by the stripes of Jesus, each and every one here today would be healed. As you put them in position, position for healing, position for deliverance, position for prosperity, position for deliverance, and position for visitation. And Lord, we just commit everything to you. We ask that you grant us more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that we may be about your business in true spirit and in power, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. It's another beautiful day in God's neighborhood. Amen. And it's a wonderful day to die to yourself. In God we trust. Do you really? In God we trust. Turn to Proverbs 3, please. Proverbs chapter 3. In God we trust. You know, many people say, in God we trust Him. But what they say and what they do is two different things, huh? In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. I want to welcome everybody here today. It's a beautiful day out. It's a good day to dance. Yay. It's a good day to praise and worship the Lord. Do the Holy Ghost shuffle. In verse 5, would you read it with me? Trust in the Lord with what? All of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It'll be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase. Now, I'm not going to go around and pass a bucket around or garbage can and ask for an offering or tithe. It should be automatically understood. If you're truly a believer, you don't hold back from God. So he says, why does he want you to give of your first fruits of your increase? So that your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. In other words, God is trying to get something to you. But one of the things that begins to happen is individuals begin to rely on their carnal understanding. And fear comes in. They don't reverence God. Now they put God second and not first. Are you listening? I want to go a little further. In verse 11. My son, do not what? Despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as a father the son in whom He delights. What's He going to correct you for? To get you in position. Why? So He can get something to you. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than what? Fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all of her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who, what? Retain her. So there's something he says. He says, find wisdom and gain understanding. Everyone say, find wisdom and gain understanding. Now go to Isaiah 11. Now we've heard this before. So we're to find wisdom and then gain understanding. In Isaiah chapter 11, is everybody there? There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The what? Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon, say me. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, or the reverence of the Lord. These are seven attributes of the Holy Spirit. Hey, this is your source. This is the Holy Spirit. Does everybody understand that? No one gets to the Father except for through Jesus or through the Spirit. Jesus was the example who came in the flesh with the fullness of the gifts of the empowerments of the Spirit and the attributes of the Holy Spirit to outwit and expose the devil. Does everybody see this? And then he delivered his Spirit so we can continue in his plan of grace. Does everybody got this? It is so important. But many people still lack wisdom and understanding. Now I want to go to Proverbs 4 for a second. Proverbs 4. Why? Because they're still leaning on their carnality. They're still leaning on common sense. They're still leaning on all the things that are natural and not of the spiritual. In Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 1, read it with me. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father. And give attention to know what? Understanding. To know what? Understanding. Let me share with you about knowing understanding. There are two attributes of understanding. Understanding is associated with being able to discern and to comprehend. In other words, when you discern, you compare. When you comprehend, you see it all the way through. You're able to grasp or catch, and see it all the way through. Are you listening? Understanding has two attributes. Attributes of to discern and to comprehend. When you discern, you compare. When you comprehend, you're able to grasp or catch and see it all the way through. There's a difference between comprehension and to be able to discern. Are you listening? Anybody can discern black and white, night and day. But there's a difference to be able to grasp hold and find out its source, its desire. Are you listening? And its purpose. We'll go a little further. We need spiritual comprehension. It is the ability to grasp or catch a matter and see it through to the source of desire, motive, and purpose. I'm going to say this again. Spiritual comprehension is the ability to grasp or catch a matter and see it through to the source of desire, motive, and purpose. Has everybody got it? Desire, motive, and purpose. You are able to grasp or catch, and you're able to see it all the way through. What is its desire? What is its motive and what its purpose is. Proverbs 19. Two attributes of understanding is to discern and comprehend. Proverbs 19. In verse 25. Is everybody there? Let's read it. Strike a scoffer and the simple will become worry. Rebuke one who has what? Who has understanding and he will what? Discern knowledge. Hello. So you need to have the two attributes of understanding is what? To discern and to comprehend. In other words, rebuke one who has understanding and he will add the matter to discern. Go to Luke 24. Spiritual comprehension. Luke 24. That's why he says gain understanding. It's an area where it should constantly increase. In Luke 24 and verse 45. Everybody see this? And he what? He opened their understanding that they might what? Comprehend the scriptures. Why? Because two attributes of understanding is to discern and to comprehend. In other words, open their understanding to get comprehension. They were able to grasp or catch a matter and see it through to the source of desire, motive, and purpose. What's it going to do? It's going to bring you to the what? Source of desire, motive, and purpose. Go to Psalm 139. Oh, it's good to hear the pages on a Sunday morning turning. Psalm 139. Oh, good, 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 good. Start at verse 1. Would you read it with me, please? Oh, Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways. Why? He was able to discern all the way to what? Your desire, your motive, and your what? Purpose. Does everybody see this? For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together. Spiritual comprehension. Let me give you an example. It's like a blueprint to build a structure. You know, you may understand the symbols and the signs on the and measurements on the blueprint and the structure and know what the structure is and will be used for, but never comprehend the desire, motive, or purpose of its creator. That's comprehension. Obviously, you want me to say this again. I got a lot of strange looks. Okay. You look at a blueprint that's for a building. Now, you may understand all of the symbols and the measurements, And you may understand what the structure is and its possibilities of its use. But to comprehend is to go all the way to the source in the area of its desire, its motive, and what else? Its purpose. Do you understand that? Because even though that you're understanding the blueprint, you really might not have the comprehension all the way back to the source of what's up. Has everybody got it? In other words, this pavilion was built for people to come and have picnics. Whoever thought it would be used to decree the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Whoever thought that people could come and praise and worship in the park and get healed and delivered and filled with the Holy Ghost. You know that its main purpose was not for that. Does everybody understand? But if you comprehend the source of all things and go all the way through, you will know its desire, its motive, and purpose. Has everybody got it? Is everybody okay? Proverbs 17. Spiritual comprehension. How do you get it, you ask? Lord, grant me comprehension. Lord, grant me to comprehend these things that you're showing me. It's a second attribute of understanding. The first one is to discern. The second one is to comprehend. That's why there's people who have been believers for 30 and 40 years and still can't comprehend. You wonder why they're still doing the same thing every time. Because they can't go all the way. That's why the Bible tells us they're always learning, and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because they can only understand to a certain level. There's a limitation put on them because there's not enough comprehension. We're going to the source and going beyond what you see physically. Proverbs 17, is everybody there? In verse 18, would you read it? A man devoid of understanding shakes hands in a pledge and becomes surety for his friend. Whoa. In other words, if an individual lacks what? Understanding, discernment, and comprehension, what happens? He snares himself by promises he can't keep. He snares himself by promises he can't keep. Why? Because he cannot discern nor comprehend. Why? Because he's lacking understanding. Proverbs 28. I like verse 1. Let's read verse 1 together. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Verse 2. Because of the transgression of a land, many are its princes. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, right will be prolonged. Praise God. How many of y'all know this land's been transgressed? But you know what's prolonging its righteousness? It's the body of Christ. Hello? Go to verse 5. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. Verse 11. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding searches him out. Verse 16. A ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor. Hello. I'd say we've got a ruler of this country who lacks a lot of understanding and is trying to put people in oppression. A ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor, but he who hates covetousness will prolong his days. Why? Because with that lack of understanding, the person cannot discern nor comprehend. Understanding, to discern and comprehend, can't see or hear correctly. They can't what? See or hear correctly. Now I'm talking about spiritually. Go to Joel chapter 2. Let's go to Joel's place. Joel chapter 2. This isn't about religiosity. It's about relationship in the Spirit. In verse 28, let's read it together. And it shall come to pass afterward that I what? Pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall what? See visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. This is wonderful. He says, listen, my Spirit, I'm going to pour out my Spirit. In other words, there'll be dreams, there'll be visions, won't they? In other words, they will be able to see and they'll be able to hear what we call listen. Spiritually. By who? By the Spirit. Go to 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. First Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. Would you read it with me? But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. What are they going to need? Understanding. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. The only way to get the deep things of God and know what God has for you is to be able to get in the Spirit, get understanding so that you can discern and comprehend. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, which is discernment. Does everybody see that? But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. And listen, and I just want you to understand that there are many believers who are still cannot go beyond the outer court. They are so stuck in the outer court. They can. Some of them will never reach the most holy place until the day they die. And that is a poor condition. That's a poor place to be in. Why? Because they'll never fulfill what God truly wanted them to do. Because they'll only go so far. There's limitations because they're still doing things of the flesh and not of the Spirit. You know, you may know that God can save. Jesus saves. Hallelujah. Well, you can go around telling everybody Jesus saves. Never cast out a devil. Never lay hands on the sick. Never pray for anyone. Are you listening? Never be their witness and example. But just going around telling them Jesus saves. And you'll be talking about God, but you won't be able to do the things of God. There's a difference. God is not looking at what you can do for him. He's looking at what he can do through you. So you've got to be able to be in the Spirit. And in this, you've got to have understanding so that you can comprehend and see things all the way through. Why? So you don't touch unclean things. So that you don't make covenant with things that are not of God. So you don't allow the devil to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what he's looking for, an open door, isn't he? The Bible says, make no place for the devil. Well, if you're one who can comprehend, you will never make place for the devil. Now, I didn't say you won't make a mistake, but I said you won't make place for the devil. Now, you may say something you shouldn't, but you'll repent. But the devil won't have place there, will he? Does everybody understand this? Good. Now, what's understanding? To what? What's the two attributes? Discern and comprehend. Discern and comprehend. That's why there's a lot of, let me share, and don't get me wrong, and this is where you're going to have discernment. There's a lot of Christian counselors out there. Christian counselors were carnal counseling. They've got truly, the only understanding they have is what they see physically. They cannot see all the way through to the root. They cannot see the desire. Are you listening? The motive or purpose be of the source of what the struggle is or the fight. A lot of Christian counselors out there who cannot see, who cannot hear, and cannot give counsel from the Spirit. They give counsel from the soul. They try to give counsel. They're marriage counselors out there trying to give counsel to the soul. The soul. When the only way the soul prospers is by the Word of God. But we want the things of the Spirit. We've had enough soulish stuff. We want things of the Spirit. We want to be led by the Spirit. And those who are led by the Spirit are sons of God. Is everybody okay? Do you understand? They lack understanding. They can't see or listen. To see it is to hear it, and to hear it is to see it. Colossians chapter 1. I'm telling you, I counsel a lot of people. And one of the things they tell me, well, I've had counsel. Well, where'd you go? Christian counseling. Well, good. What'd they counsel you? Well, and when they told me what they said, I'm thinking, man, it's not nothing to do with the Spirit. It's just thinking carnality. It's just a label people use to get Christians to come to their counseling. And it brings them into bondage. They don't even tell them about the demon they're possessed with. They're afraid to hurt their feelings because they want to be men pleasers. Of course, they charge them $100 an hour to tell them carnal stuff. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1, okay? In verse 9. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and what? Spiritual understanding. Why? That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful. Isn't this amazing? In every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience. Patience. That means endurance. That means you got to wait. It means you got to die. It means you can't be anxious. But see, you can see all the way through because you got you can discern and you can comprehend. So you can see all the way through. What is the motive of your anxiousness? What is the desire and what is the purpose? And long-suffering with joy. Now, that sounds kind of weird, huh? How many people do you know long-suffering with joy? Only those who are in the Spirit. Anybody else's long-suffering is not filled with joy. It's filled with complaining. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, spiritual understanding to discern and comprehend. More comprehension. The more comprehension you have, the more abilities you'll be able to do. The more trust you'll have from God, and the more victory and success you'll have in battles. Understand. You'll be able to understand when God slows you down and when he tells you to speed up. You'll be able to understand it. Why? Because you'll be able to discern and comprehend what's going on. See, so many people slow down when God tells them to speed up. Are you listening? Then they speed up when he's saying, wait a minute, hold on there, Ralphie. Slow up. I got something for you. Now just wait a minute. Don't be anxious. But see, you'll be able to see this all the way through. You'll be able to see it all the way through. In Ephesians 1, verse 15. Would you read it with me? Therefore, I also, after heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Did you ever notice that every time about this, he goes into prayers? Prayers. What is he asking for? He's asking for more. More wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding. Less carnality. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And that the eyes of your what? The eyes of your understanding. In other words, you'll be able to see spiritually. Being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. To what? Come. Now we know that the anointing teaches us. That's why the seven attributes of the Holy Spirit are associating with the anointing. The Bible says the anointing breaks all yoke of bondage. That's why it's so important in being filled with the Spirit and fellowship with the Spirit. Again, this is not religiosity. Salvation is the beginning, not the end. Salvation is the beginning, not the end. You're not working on your salvation anymore. You're working on your relationship in the area where you will get more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that you can discern and comprehend. That you can be an expression of his love, his truth, his power. And that no devil outwit you again. Hello. That you'll be able to see all the way things through and discern the voice and what you see. But you got to ask for it. And that takes humbling yourself, doesn't it? It takes discipline to constantly ask for it. Lord, grant me the understanding to discern and comprehend. That should be a part of your daily prayer. Increase it in my life so I can see all the way through. So I know what that voice that says to me, what is its desire, motives, and purpose. And what I see, you know, you'll be able to interpret dreams and all sorts of things. God will speak to you, and you'll be able to see it all the way through if you can truly comprehend. Spiritual comprehension, it is needed, especially right now, and where we're at, and what's going on. The world does not comprehend the things of the Spirit. Its only comprehension is survival. It doesn't want to give, it wants to take. And when it gives, it wants to be exalted. But when you give, you want to give glory to God. You're not a taker, you're a giver. You're not a survivor, you're a surrender. And you'll be victorious and successful in all things you do. Now, it doesn't happen overnight, does it? And there is a process. But like I said, you'll be able to comprehend when God tells you to slow down. You'll be able to comprehend when he's telling you to wait. And of course, your desire is, man, you know, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done. Amen? And there is a lot of stuff that needs to be done. But it cannot be done in the flesh. It must be done in the spirit. And God is preparing all things so he gets all the glory and not us. So ask for it. Pray for it. Desire it. Seek it. And don't let it go. It's the attributes of the Holy Spirit. And the two attributes of understanding is to discern and comprehend spiritual things. It's amazing how people see and call people very intelligent and smart and genius of the things of the natural realm, but so stupid to the things of the spirit. Be careful. Get understanding. Get wisdom. And see it all the way through. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word today. We are honored and blessed. We commit everything to you. We ask, Lord, in any area where we've rejected any understanding. But today, Father, we repent for anything we've done that's offended you. And we ask, Lord, that you would grant us more understanding to discern and comprehend, that we may be about your business in true spirit and in power. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.